Bloody conflict zones are a source of inspiration for one writer, John Murray, who's worked as a specialist in international health in Burundi, Gaza, and Ethiopia. NPR's Renee Montaigne spoke to him about his first book of short stories.
John Murray calls his collection A Few Short Notes on Tropical Butterflies. The title story is about a surgeon and his long-dead grandfather, a 19th-century collector of astonishingly beautiful butterflies. The grandfather's search for butterflies in New Guinea leaves him afflicted with a kind of mad cow disease.
He lived at that sort of grand period in the Victorian age when people believed the natural world was completely understandable, indeed, and classifiable, that the world was manageable and controllable.
And there's a little passage that sort of describes that.
Right. The specimens were transported on beds of cotton wool in airtight cast iron cylinders. He spent weeks cataloguing his finds according to the taxonomic classification system and then mounting them in display cases. The bodies were pinned through the thorax with such care that even today most of his specimens have six legs, proboscis, and antennae intact. Until he went mad, my grandfather was a patient man with a steady hand.
A basic notion threads through this collection. Despite one's best efforts, things will fall apart. John Murray was trained as a doctor in Australia. He came to America for research and ended up at the Centers for Disease Control's evocatively named Epidemic Intelligence Service. Many of his stories feature researchers who spend their lives controlling deadly microbes in a lab, and surgeons trained in the delicate art of stitching things back together. Two doctors come together in the story Watson and the Shark, which takes its title from an 18th-century painting depicting a cabin boy being pulled from bloody water after a shark attack. It is a moment, writes author John Murray, of rescue and salvation. But his eponymous short story questions whether either is possible.
Well, the story is about a trauma surgeon who's American who goes to Africa to work with the Red Cross to provide surgical work in a mission hospital in the hills in a Central African country. He goes there gung-ho, in fact, believing that he can save the world with his surgical skills. He goes there for a civil war between two ethnic groups in the country. And he's faced with the realities of what happens in that mission hospital when the mission hospital is actually a target.
There's a scene where the narrator looks up and sees the mission being filled with refugees.
Yeah, would you like me to read it?
Please.
Okay. We quickly took in 100 wounded, the only survivors, we were told, of a camp of over 400 people. They kept on coming all morning, emerging like shadows out of the mist that hung over the high, rolling hills. When they arrived at the gates, the stretcher-bearers paused to cross themselves and say prayers. Looking down the winding red earth driveway that morning, through the vanilla and mango trees, I could see the new arrivals waiting at the rusty iron gates.
Those gates turn out to be the gates of hell, as doped-up rebels slaughter the innocents, allowing only the foreign doctors to escape. Not a true story for Dr. John Murray, but it did happen to others he knew.
I couldn't write about any of this when I was there, and I couldn't write about it for quite a long time afterwards either. The emotions that you feel, the sense that this character is utterly out of his depth and is realizing that he does not understand the world at all and perhaps can't. Because when you come in as an outsider, you're always protected. You always know you can get out. And the people, local people in these situations, have no such guarantee. People sometimes have to be left in these places, and that carries a huge weight for local people, but it also carries a weight for the people who are the ones leaving.
Because obviously the people left behind can die, and do die, and sometimes
right.
In terrible ways.
Exactly.
You've got one character who says, nothing we do can make a difference. That's the French doctor.
Yeah.
And the American, who is quite naive, says, well, there's nothing wrong with trying. And then why don't you take it from there?
Of course, Stefan said, trying is everything. Absolutely, yes. But make no mistake, trying will not change very much about the war. It's no different from attempting to stop the Niagara Falls with a postage stamp or hold back a deluge of rain with a scrap of paper, you see? Of course you must realize if you're to work here. Stefan got up and walked out onto the balcony. He took a cigarette out of the pack in his top pocket and held it, unlit, in one hand. I'm not a cynic, he said.
So what is it? Is trying everything?
Yeah, I think so. For me, it does partly come down to that. Each of us have to sort of have a faith, if you like, that just trying based on doing what we believe we can do is enough. Otherwise, of course, it's very easy to lose all hope.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
John Murray's book of short stories is titled A Few Short Notes on Tropical Butterflies. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News.